I'm excited that you joined the school. My name is Colin Stucker. I'm the founder of the Better Human School. Wild Foods, I got a podcast. You know what? Who cares? What I have done doesn't matter. This is about you. This is about your growth and development. This is about where you're at on your journey. I struggled with what this first video should be. And I will probably re-record this video 10 times. I also struggle with what the foundational idea should be, because I want to help people change. I want them to become better humans through their own will and effort. I want people to get the empowerment that comes from taking full control over your life and your thinking. There's some principles here for the school, what we believe, what we're about. And from there, you know, they'll trickle down the big ideas from humanity and the best books ever written, plus real life examples of what actually works in our modern world. And I keep coming down to, what's the first thing? What's the foundation to which everything is built on? What I've come to, which I think is the right answer, I could be wrong, but that's a beautiful thing about beginner's mind and having an open growth-oriented mindset is I don't have to be right. It's your mind. What I came to title this video is your mind is the root of everything. Let's just think about that a second. Your mind is the root of everything. Now, before we do, I don't want you to look at me as a guru. I'm an average person that grew up lower middle class. I've had certain breaks in my life and I've had some very hard struggles, but that doesn't even matter. Like, why does that even matter? The human mind always wants these easy ideas about us versus them, or, you know, the victimhood narrative about somebody having it luckier and that's why your results are lacking or whatever. It's all garbage. It's all a waste of time. My history shouldn't matter. What should matter is what I do on a daily basis. Every day I wake up, I'm the person I am based on what I do. And if I create things and they provide value for people and I get monetary rewards and I get accolades or whatever, that's great. I did something, something happened, cause and effect. That itself makes no claims as to whether I'm happy or not. Though the assumption is that if I have money or this or that or fame, I'm supposed to be happy, even though we see lots of people that have money and fame and whatever that are miserable. But before I rant and diverge too off topic, your mind is the root of everything. So again, let's think about this. Your mind is the root of everything. Your mind is the root of everything. Your mind is the root of everything. And I mean everything. Every single thing you've ever done in your life has been the result of first an activation of electrical signal in your brain. Now, most courses try to go into explaining history, explaining like scientific concepts about why things work, whatever. I feel like that's always a waste of time though. A lot of what the Better Human School is focused on is the bare minimum you need to internalize the basics and then constantly hammer those basics home and implement them in real life to get real results right now, tomorrow, the second you stop watching this. You don't need to acquire information so that you can try to impress people at parties. You need to acquire information so much so that it is a mechanism to take action and recognize your own behaviors and thoughts so then you can then get different results in life. And that's why the pinnacle of everything is your mind. Everything is your mind. Everything is your mind. It's the root of everything. A lot of it is below the surface, subconscious. There are certain strategies to pull that out. But I'm not going to go into the woo-woo. I'm not going to give you all the different modalities you can use. You're going to have to do a lot of exploration on your own, because the problem is with the massive amount of options out there is some things are going to work better for you than others. And if I give you just what's worked for me, it might not work for you. And then you might be even worse off because you feel frustrated, because why can't you make this work even though it worked for Colin? That's not what I want. And that's why a lot of what we're also going to focus on is the bare essential basics. And then we're going to give you, I would say, suggestions of other places to go, other threads to pull on that you can then use the power of the internet to explore on your own. The thing about thoughts, and if we go kind of the quantum realm and you look into any Joe Dispenza's work, Einstein, through his famous equation, basically said, and this is my rough understanding, I'm not very well versed in these topics, but it's a simple heuristic that I like to think about. Energy and matter are interchangeable. That's what he said. For me, in my mind, I like to make them the same thing. Energy and matter are the same thing. So a thought, which is energy, it's the same as this table, right? They're interchangeable. This is a big thing when I was reading Joe's book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. I think that's what it's called. The big thing for me was making that connection to, wow, the actual electrical signals in my brain is the same as something in the physical world. And if you actually reverse engineer things, if I have a signal and then I do something in the world, I build something, create something, break something, whatever, that is now tangible and it has mass and it has force and it has manifested in the real life, in real world. And if you go down the quantum realm, stuff gets very fuzzy and esoteric, but basically everything's connected. There's things like the observer effect where just looking at something changes the properties, like very fascinating stuff, actually. If that interests you, you should pull in that thread. But for our purposes, we're coming back to the core idea. Your thoughts are the same thing as your physical world. That's what I want you to kind of internalize as an idea. So you have things that you would never let yourself do. Maybe you would never steal something or kill somebody or do things like that. But how many destructive thoughts, feelings and emotions and fears and anxieties do you let run rampant through your brain and you don't have the conversation with yourself about maybe you should stop that? Do you not take responsibility for those? Very few people do this. And it's not even a fault thing. This is just society. This is your conditioning. So the first most important thing you have to understand is your mind is the root of everything. That includes conscious and subconscious mind. If you want to get real results in life, if you want to end suffering, make a lot of money, find the perfect mate, no matter what you want to do, you have to take control over this thing, right? And I'm going here to here because it's like subconscious, conscious, whatever. You got to take control over it. The only way to take control over it is to first accept the responsibility that it's 100% your responsibility. The other flawed operating model that so much of the world goes through on a daily basis, walking around, is if the external world does something that affects your sense of right and wrong, it's then your responsibility to respond to it and feed it and do whatever you're going to do as a result, even though that's a completely flawed model. So you take ownership, how you respond to everything, how you think about everything. If you have negative thought patterns and they're not serving you, and if you're suffering, which is again a choice, through this new operating paradigm, every single thing in your life that is not the way you want it to be, you take responsibility and is therefore now your responsibility to do something about it. It's your fault. And yes, take credit for things you've done. If you got something you wanted out of life, it's because you did something. Own that, feel grateful for that, be proud of yourself for that. But for every single other thing that is not the way you want, you cannot blame anyone else. You cannot focus even for an instance on the external world. Well, this person did that person this, that what, it wasn't like, no, that's just victim narrative nonsense. And we will expand on that more in the How to Think and How to Live section. There's gonna be a lot of coverage on victimhood and just the bad stories that society tells people and they grow up with, whatever. This is the first video of this program. Your mind is the root of everything. Every single thing that's ever happened in your life first started out as up here. Most of you and us, because no one's perfect with this, right? Have a lot of thoughts and fears and anxieties that we have no control over, at least right now, and that we don't understand, and that we've never gotten at the root at to hack away at these mind viruses, basically. We say things, we do things, usually out of a response to a lot of subconscious stuff going on that we've never addressed and that we don't have any control over. And as a result, it creates complexity, suffering, and a whole lot of randomness in our life. And then when you're operating under the external to internal kind of paradigm, where you're trying to connect those two, this just further exponentially makes your life complex and usually moves you further away from what you want. I got a section here on how neurons fire and how they form synaptic connections. And I mean, really a lot of this is based on childhood, past experiences. You know, we try to protect the ego. Growing up, we did things to feel a certain way. And if the environment rewarded us, maybe it was abuse, maybe it was this, maybe it was that, and we did certain things to try to mitigate that abuse, well, in the adult real world, it's probably not serving you. It's probably holding you back in some way. And again, we're not going to even go there. That's stuff that you got to figure out on your own. There's lots of other tools for that. Since this is a foundational module, it's just focused on bringing awareness to this idea, right? That's what these foundational modules are supposed to do. We're going to bring awareness to these ideas, give you some action items, and constantly bring these up and reinforce these, because this is not going to be something you're just going to change overnight, all right? That's a very important thing to consider here. So when you accept that everything is rooted in your mind, you take responsibility for that reality, and then you accept this reality of your life. To get different results than you've gotten to this point, you have to become a different person. Every single thing that you want that you cannot get or that you're stuck not getting, you have to change your thoughts to get there, because your thoughts are what direct your behaviors, your habits, and the subconscious things that you do. Maybe you're even sabotaging yourself. Until you can change your thoughts, you're not going to get to where you want to go. You've probably heard the phrase, what got you here won't get you there. Every level of your life to which you want to get to the next level, the person that got to this level has got to change. They've got to grow and evolve to get to that level. And then on and on and on it goes, basically forever. What's great about accepting this and being aware of this is that now when experiences happen in your life, tough things happen, you can approach them in a way that's constructive rather than just responding and suffering and doing all these things that most people do, where they kick and scream. A lot of people actually make themselves more fragile when life comes at them. You want to be anti-fragile. You want to gain from disorder. When things happen in your life, you want to use it as fuel to improve, to learn, and to grow, to become stronger, to build resilience. The other awesome thing about this, that you'll get better as you start doing this, is every small annoyance in your life is now an opportunity to grow. Every single thing that bothers you or that you respond to emotionally, take a step outside yourself, you shine a light on yourself, and you say, why am I responding this way? Why did that make me feel this way, whatever? And how can I prevent it in the future? How can I become more resilient to this thing? How can I not let idiot drivers affect my mental state? And you'll apply this in relationships, to coworkers, to this, to that, to people leaving comment, that write you comments, emails, whatever. You actually want to cultivate a non-response to the outside world as much as possible, because you want to be focused on how you respond, and you want to make a decision about how you respond in every instance there is. You don't want the environment to ever have anything to do with how you respond. You want to choose how to respond, weigh the pros and cons, run it through an analytical if this, then that framework of logic, of reason, and then act accordingly, and then respond. Again, big ideas. One video isn't going to change your life. The big takeaway from this video can. It's a practice. It's something you're going to start doing on a daily basis. The most important things for this video, and there'll be a bunch of extra resources below. I recommend you explore all of them. You read them multiple times, download the PDFs, do the workbooks, the exercises, all the discussions, listen to the extended versions of this, the podcast, all the different things that we're going to be adding to the course below to really get that retention going. But this is the basic framework that I want you to take away. The first step is awareness. You're aware that your mind is the root of everything. And more importantly, you're aware of your responsibility to control it instead of just letting it haphazardly respond emotionally to the world. That's the old paradigm. That's the one that most people operate under. And that's the one that you're no longer going to operate through. Awareness of how it actually works. Everything you get in life is based on your opinions, labels, stories, judgments, whatever. It's based on trauma, past experiences, blah, blah, blah. It's 100% your responsibility. You can absolutely take control of your mind. That's the first thing. Accepting this paradigm, this new paradigm. Every day you wake up, every single time you get triggered about anything, every single time you respond to the environment, catch yourself, take a step outside, shine a spotlight, and ask yourself questions. As you start becoming more aware this way, and this starts really becoming a mental heuristic, right? A heuristic is a rule of thumb. So every time you respond negatively to anything, go inward instead of just lashing out outward the way most people do. As you get better at that, every little thing that disturbs you or makes your heart rise or you go, every time that happens, you have an opportunity for growth. The reality is on a daily basis, these things are happening maybe, I don't know, a handful of times. And if you're really stuck in the muck, it could be the default of your life. Every 10 minutes, you're getting interrupted by something and you're getting disturbed by something. You're getting anxious about something. You're afraid of something, whatever. Every single time that your mind gets away from you and brings about fear or anything negative, you take it as a cue to take a breath, pause, analyze it, go inward. And the more you do that, the better you'll get, the more opportunities for growth you will find. In a way, you could say this is a process that takes time, but at the same time, you can get results immediately. You can wake up tomorrow and analyze, maybe take a journal, write it down, every little thing that comes up that disturbs you. The more effort you put into every single one of these, the faster you will get results and the more resilient you will become. It will happen quickly. That's the thing. I'm hesitant to say like this takes a long time, whatever. It does, and you have to always stay on top of it. You have to be vigilant against it, but you can get results immediately because there's so much opportunity in your day-to-day life to do so. It just matters how much you invest into it and whether you let those things slide or not, and whether you make a habit of always questioning yourself, actually controlling your emotions. And then finally, different modalities will bring you different results. Maybe you want to do some psychedelics, cold therapy, intense exercise. There's just so many of these different things like yoga, meditation, mindfulness, and we will cover a lot of these. We'll give you kind of the intro to them, especially being in the now in mindfulness and meditation. You have to explore those on your own, and you have to kind of really test and figure out what's going to work for you and how much of each do you even need. But once you have the operating awareness so that you go through life, self-aware, constantly shining it back on yourself, understanding, accepting, literally accepting full extreme ownership for your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, finding opportunities to grow, taking advantage of those as much as possible, then other modalities, like I said, psychedelics, meditation, different body things, things that I can't even think about right now. There's lots and lots of them. Finding the ones that get you even more results and building those into your routine so that you can get to the next level. That is basically your framework forever. Because this stuff just doesn't get solved. It's not like you can just do this for 30 days and you're good to go. It's never ending. I will say though, it becomes easier and easier. And then eventually you build all this into habit. And then by habit, you don't respond. Or you barely respond. You know, it's an evolution. And the more you do it, the more second nature it will become. And then eventually over time, you can build the habit of being in control of your mind. And you can build the habit then from there of being happy in the moment and having peace of mind.